Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how much do we really actually all need to be on the phone in this business?
A lot.
What are you looking at back here?
I'm expecting people to walk by that we might recognize, and so I'm just kind of keeping an eye out.
Why is that, Jill?
I don't know. So, anyway.
Before we get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Kyler asks, does anyone have experience with quiet titling a property in Texas? There are no other persons claiming ownership. There's just a cloud on the title because the property was owned in a DBA, doing business as, of a husband that is deceased. The title company instructed us to quiet title the property into the wife's name. Never done this before and would love specific input and steps on how to take the process will take. Thank you. And I love it.
So Kevin answers this perfectly.
Yeah.
Kevin, well, our moderator on Land Investors, and then I'll have a couple comments right after.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just think silly.
What does that mean?
Right. I don't
Thank
know.
You for sharing. This is what the show is. I share some stuff, you share some stuff.
I know. Just the way you interjected there, I thought it was funny. Kevin, our moderator, is going to answer this perfectly, and we're going to get it right back to you in a moment.
Well, you know what why I said it that way? Because I had to get it in there quickly because I think you're ready to just jump in.
Well, I was. That's usually what I do.
Sometimes Kevin answers, sometimes not.
Okay.
Sometimes Kevin answers perfect.
Okay.
And perfectly, and I just throw it in here.
Thank you.
You were about to go off the teleprompter again. That's
no,
my
I
point.
Wasn't. I was continuing to read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can study the touch.
Jill's famous for going off script.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's me, famously. But okay. All right. Anyway. Kyler, I would not pay for quiet title and put the property in the wife's name. You could lose control of it. This is good advice. And she might sell it to her friend after you paid for the quiet title. Quiet title can take about 3 months and will cost some money, maybe to $2,000 to $3,000. If you go this route, you can get an attorney to help you make the agreement with the wife to accept the purchase amount and make no claim on the quiet title. Bottom line is, talk to attorney on this one if it's worth it. That's such good advice.
It's great advice. And what he's talking about, what this whole topic is called equitable title. And it's everywhere in the whole country. Equitable title means you don't own the property, but you have an interest in it. This is what actually foreclosing on a tax lien is. You have an interest in the property because you own that tax lien. Or let's say you bought the tax lien from the county. Mm-hmm. And you a couple of things can happen. You can choose to foreclose on it, or you can choose to call the owner if they're alive. And let's say let's just work it out. I've got an interest in the property. So he's exactly right. In a lot of states, and like let's say California, and I know Colorado, and in New Mexico for sure, but I know not Arizona, you can resolve this pretty easily with paperwork at the county, and a lawyer will do it real fast and easy. So quiet titling is really when everybody's dead and you can't find anybody and the state owns it or somebody owns it, or you don't really quiet title. If you're talking to somebody on the phone, mm-hmm. quiet titling is not what you want to do.
Okay.
It's only when you just can't get a hold of anybody and they're just gone.
Right. Thank you.
Today's topic, how much do we really all need to be on the phone in this business? This is the meat of the show.
Oh, I don't know.
A lot. Jill and I are recording this on Thursday, these four or five shows, and we're about to hold our live event. And this is one of the topics that we're going to talk about a lot because we're meeting with our advanced group tomorrow. At the time of recording, not tomorrow when this airs. And every single one of them they have a phone personality.
Right.
And you have a phone personality.
Thank you. Well, I was going to talk about this.
Go ahead.
If not you, someone. Let me explain some of the reasons why and how you're going to be glued to your phone, at least starting out, or somebody will be. First of all, on the acquisition side, when these people get your offers and they call back, you need to answer the phone and get it done. We were just talking to someone the other day. They're like, shucks, we got these three signed offers in the mail. We called them. We made the first initial contact. We called them back to set up the process, and now they can't catch up with them. They're like dark. I'm like, darn, you need to answer the phone and try to get as much done as you can And, you know, if you're going to buy it, make that decision and set up the day you're going to close and get the money out to them, you know, in that first call. So all of that is very important, talking to them. And you need to be available to them too. Say, this doesn't usually go that way, but it does sometimes. Usually I have the opposite where it's like, they want to talk a little too much, you know, kind of thing. And they want to make sure you're real. And they want to make sure the notary's coming when you said they are, things like that. And you just need to be available to them and answer their questions and make them feel good. So that's where you're going to be busy on the phones on the acquisition side. Now it's in escrow. You think you can sit back and let an escrow agent close your deal for you and you just coast? Oh, no. You need to call them at least every other day. I'm not kidding. Or multiple times a week. I do. Seriously. I have like one person right now in New Mexico. We're doing 5 deals a week. We're very tight. And it's, you know, and she can send me this. I can send her that. It's really fast and quick and easy. And you just have to stay on it. Because if I don't, and we didn't have that relationship, and she didn't know that I was, you know, so involved and available, she would take her sweet time. It would just be put down the bottom of the pile and bottom of the pile and bottom of the pile for whoever's, you know, in front of her right then. So, and I let her know, hey, these are important. What could you need? I'll get on it. I check in with her. Where do we stand? Well, I'm waiting for the seller. I said, great. I'll call them too. You know, you have to push them through. So that's what you're going to be doing on the escrow and getting the deal done. Do you want me to keep going?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to add or you want to wait for the end?
You're probably going to cover it all better than me.
Okay. I'm the phone person in this relationship in case you hadn't noticed. So, all right. And that's, it's really, really true. I'll just interject that. One of the greatest things Steven shares about when we partnered up together, he's like, thank God I don't have to talk to anybody on the phone anymore. It all came on my side of the sheet.
Yep. So, okay. You know where this topic came from? Because I wrote it.
Yeah.
We recently realized that one of the transaction coordinators that was in that position for us mm-hmm. didn't have the phone skills and some other skills that were required.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this is for two people recently, came to us and said, this just is not what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so we parted ways amicably, and we still talk to everybody. It's all fine. But they didn't have, it takes, you know, in layman's terms, you got to work this deal. You got to just be on, get a headset and be on the phone constantly managing these transactions, both on the buy side and on the sell side. That's all there is to it. If you can't stand doing that, this isn't going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not that kind of person, the only way that this would work is if you buy really inexpensive property and resell it on eBay, $1 no reserve, and hope that you're going to make some profit on it, and you probably will. You have to be on the phone.
Yeah,
and that's why I wanted to do this topic. You know, the whole basis of this whole show, not this episode, this whole show, is to help people buy and sell real estate.
Right.
And I'm trying, this is my way of trying to say, you know, but go by a convenience store and just sit behind the counter all day if you don't want to be on the phone. There's a lot if you have that, I have that personality. There's a lot of stuff I can do for a living and do really well at not being on the phone. This is not one of them though.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Jill.
No, but I love what you said too. It takes a person that in this position that not only has the technical skills, but the people skills and the phone skills, and they're not afraid to pick up the phone. So we're going through transaction coordinators a lot right now. The last one had the technical skills, but not the, was afraid to pick up the phone. And the person before that person had the phone skills, but not at all the technical skills. They looked at our system and said, oh no, I'm out. I can't keep up. You guys are throwing too much at me.
Yep.
So, and that's okay. All right, so let's move on here. So now we're going to we got the escrow, we got the acquisition stuff. Okay, now it's a sale thing, right? Well, I could just not do anything, right? My posting just solves itself, right? Not necessarily. You still will have people that will probably have some questions. And that's one of the things I'm going to talk about the live event, too, is how to weed them out real quick and how to quickly assess. And we should do a show on that, too. How to quickly assess who is a legitimate buyer and who's not. We haven't talked about that in a while because that's really important. Your time is so valuable. But you do need to be available. Hopefully the calls that you get are only things like, hey, can I wire you such and such money right now? I'm moving the rest around and I'll have it in on Friday and I don't want to pay the credit card fees and I'm sure you don't either. You know, done. Those are the kind of calls we all want. What we don't want is someone going, So the back taxes listed are $43. Was that just this year or whatever? You know, those are the we're really talking about $43, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. So that's the sales side. But you do need to be there to answer the phone, because the right person might try to reach you. Like, I had this one lady one time. We talked one time. She said, "I'll take them all. Would you take this price?" And I said, "Hang on a minute." And I said, "Yes, I will." And she bought like 50 properties for, I don't know, $30,000 or something.
Every couple of years, somebody says, "I want to buy your whole inventory."
Right. It was like this whole county. They wanted the whole thing.
That hasn't happened to us recently yet. Right. That I can remember. Well, I'm not on that side anymore.
Right. But, so that's that. And then finally, the last thing is, you have the sale. You think it's done. You're like, great. You know, they're going to check out tomorrow on your website, or they're going to wire the money. Can I just sit back and wait for it? Nope. You need to give them a timeline. You need to follow through. Still be on the phone. And, you know, through the process, you know, get the deed to them. You know, make them feel, you want them to feel good. I mean, that's the whole point, too. You really want these buyers to feel really good about buying from you, not just, yay, ka-ching, I got one. No, you don't want that. You want them to walk away and open up your deed and have it. I hate when people send deeds, by the way, in a regular business size envelope with a stamp on it. We never do that.
We've never talked
ever
about this.
Do that.
Ever in our lives,
no,
I hate
that.
So disrespectful.
We always spend.
It's like a piece of real estate.
Like, you just spend how much money? I can send $7.50 and do the USPS. You know, tracking is free, and it's not the overnight thing. It's a 2-day or 3-day thing. Who cares? But they get this big envelope, and they rip the thing, and I pull out not just a deed by itself, but it has.
I'm glad we're talking.
This is so silly, but they love this. It makes them feel important. There's a manila envelope in there, mm-hmm. Has a cover letter, recording instructions, their deed. You know, and if I had anything of, you know, the property, I would have thrown it in there. Maybe if I title insurance, I would have thrown in a copy of that or something for the records, just to make it even feel like a little fatter in there.
Yeah.
They love that. Why wouldn't you do that?
Except.
So anyway, that's my whole thing. You need to be on the phone. You need to be, and my last recommendation is always get a phone number that you can keep. And if you're just starting out, you don't have a big phone system where you could forward calls, just get a burner phone.
Yep.
And you literally hand that phone, if you have an assistant or whoever it is, you hand the burner phone to somebody else. And if they're covering you for the weekend, or you're covering your, you know, employee for the weekend, it's too easy to hand the burner phone back and forth. That's what we do too, or did.
Every single person, I'm going to end it with this, every person I've ever met in any industry, anywhere, that I've ever worked, or that who I've known personally, who's on the phone a lot, is incredibly successful.
Yeah. It makes a difference.
There's no such thing as somebody being on the phone all the time and just failing constantly.
You know,
I've never been aware of that.
We should have another show on this too. Not this show, because this is going to get too long. But
it's too late.
I know. Yeah, but I've been doing a lot of... there's stuff you know, and there's stuff you don't know, and stuff you need to be reminded of. And I've been doing a lot of reading about people, talking to people, you know, building their trust. And there's lots of ways to do that, and we should have a show on that.
Building people's trust?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what this whole podcast is, really.
Exactly.
Trying to earn people's trust.
Thank you.
Join us next time for the episode called Empowering Your Team Without Checklists.
And we answer your questions, post it on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I know I keep talking about Land Investors, but you do got to check out the Facebook page, because it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. And by the way, wherever you are watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.